Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. More interesting things this week than last. Let's get after it. AWS IAM Identity Center adds independent 90-day session duration for Amazon Code Whisperer. I've been using GitHub Copilot for ages, so I haven't checked it lately, but I seem to recall the Code Whisperer needed constant logins to function. Maybe that's changed, but I'm not super interested in paying for a second coding assistant when the first one is as great as Copilot is. Still, this is a good change, and it's interesting that you can have different session lengths for different things. Wonder what that's going to mean in the future. This episode's been sponsored by our friends at Panoptica, part of Cisco. This is one of those real rarities where it's a security product that you can get started with for free, but also scale to enterprise grade. Take a look. In fact, if you sign up for an enterprise account, they'll even throw you one of the limited, heavily discounted AWS Skill Builder licenses they got, because believe it or not, unlike so many companies out there, they do understand AWS. To learn more, please visit panoptica.app/lastweekinAWS. That's panoptica.app/lastweekinAWS. Deloitte and AWS strategic collaboration to accelerate cloud adoption in growth markets. Perhaps next they could strategically collaborate to get Deloitte's website to stop living at the www2 subdomain. I get that cloud migrations are tricky, but you do see how having that for decades kind of undermines your whole we're experts in cloud adoption go-to-market messaging, right? Improve cost visibility of Amazon EKS with AWS split cost allocation data. Credit where due, this is nice. Split allocation on clusters is a perennial problem for customers. Congratulations to the Party Rock Generative AI Hackathon winners. Holy crap, the winner got 20 grand as a prize. Oh, wait, they're AWS credits. Never mind, go and put it with the others. But seriously, congratulations to the folks who entered just based on the sheer creativity it expressed. There's so much clever lurking within AWS's gargantuan user community. Nice to see some of it get showcased. Access Amazon RDS across AWS accounts using AWS Private Link, Network Load Balancer, and Amazon RDS Proxy. I'm in account A and want to access RDS in account B. This blog post explains how to do it. How do you not see that happening and not recognize that your service team has a bit of work to do to solve what is currently a, very obviously, a big point of friction in the AWS customer experience? I'll make it listen publicly and maybe remember to add a security group. It's easier, is what actual customers often do. Programmatic approach to optimize the cost of Amazon RDS snapshots. You have to run a bunch of bash and write some SQL is a common annoyance with AWS solutions, but given that it's RDS, I will allow it this time. Reduce cost and improve performance by migrating to Amazon Document DB 5.0. The strong pick me vibes from this are impressive. It turns out that customers aren't migrating to Amazon Basics, MongoDB, and droves, and the palpable sense of desperation to boost the service's revenues can be felt in the way this post is worded. A secure approach to generative AI with AWS. Gen AI security is very important. You don't want third parties, or worse, your competition, to find out what lies the overhyped chatbot is telling you about your data. AWS celebrates big technology wins at NAB 2024. If the NAB Show Product of the Year award that Deadline Cloud just won isn't pay-for-play, congratulations to the team. If it is, congratulations to the corporate dev team instead. New AWS survey reveals the link between AI fluency and the next education revolution. Company desperate to sell you AI ML at any cost, which is high, obviously, commissions a survey that shows positive things happening if you learn more about AI. Surely there are no conflicts of interest at work here. Few things are better for your career and your company than achieving more expertise in the cloud. Security improves, compensation goes up, employee retention skyrockets. Panoptica, a cloud security platform from Cisco, has created an academy of free courses just for you. Head on over to academy.panoptica.app to get started. CVE 2024-28056. Okay, good work, friends at Datadog, finding this in Amplify. Security is hard, but unlike a large Redmond-based competitor, AWS seems to take it seriously enough to fix the issues quickly while also communicating with impacted customers. What a zany idea. Surely that can't scale, can it? Creating shortcut links to AWS Management Console destinations in the AWS IAM Identity Center. This was a document that showed up with no post, which is annoying. You can now click around inside of the Access Center portal and have links that go directly to explicit services in given regions. This is awesome. Please talk about it. People want this. And I noticed another change that wasn't publicized. In an effort to streamline the clunky S3 interface, they redesigned the website to remove the unnecessary parts where it warns you about open S3 buckets. Yeah. Well, the interface looks cleaner now. I opened a bucket. It doesn't warn me anymore. That's not great. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Stay tuned, please.